Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. A temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas will come into effect this afternoon at 4 p.m. Israel says the truce could last beyond the initial 4 days decided upon, as long as Hamas free at least 10 hostages per day. Both sides have said they will go back to fighting once the truce is over. During a meeting with UK Foreign Secretary David Cameron in Jerusalem, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would continue pursuing his goal of destroying Hamas.
There's no hope for peace between Israel and the Palestinians, between Israel and the Arab states, if we don't eradicate this murderous movement that threatens the future of all of us. I think it's a larger battle of civilization against barbarism.
10 homes have been destroyed in bushfires in metropolitan Perth, with fears the toll could climb higher, as authorities warn it's likely to be days before the situation is under control. Department of Fire and Emergency Services Commissioner Darren Clem says the fire broke containment lines in the early hours of Thursday.
We do have continue to have significant fire weather ahead of us over the course of the rest of today and the next 2 days, although we are looking at a forecast that does show a reduction in wind strengths over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Advocates in South Australia say a royal commission into domestic violence is urgently needed, following the deaths of 4 women in 1 week in the state. The murder of 55-year-old mother Jodie Jewell by her husband on Tuesday rounded off a horrific 7 days in the state. Australian authorities are investigating how a group of 12 people landed on a remote part of the West Australian coast after travelling by boat from Indonesia. The people are not Indonesian nationals, and it's unclear yet if they are fishermen or asylum seekers. The Australian Border Force has so far refused to comment. The boat was undetected and landed in Wyndham, East Kimberley Shire, in the north of the state. Police in the United States say they are still investigating a fiery crash on a bridge linking New York State and Ontario, which sparked a security scare that closed 4 US-Canadian border crossings. Niagara Falls police are investigating the incident, which was determined by US federal agencies, including the FBI, not to have been a terrorist event. New York's signature Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade has begun. A quintessential American rite, Thanksgiving brings together family and friends for turkey dinner and watching the parade and American football on TV. It also marks the most intense week of the year for travel and the start of the holiday shopping season on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Australian shoppers are expected to spend a record amount during this year's Black Friday sales. Despite a sluggish year of retail spending, the National Retail Association is forecasting there will be a $6.3 billion in sales over a 4-day period. Some are predicting even higher figures, though, with comparison website Finder forecasting a $6.7 billion spend. I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.